the state Senate is voting on a bill that Republicans say would create an Iowa-style redistricting process here in Wisconsin. It's Tuesday, January 23rd, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, some of Wisconsin's federal lawmakers want to prevent the state's lake sturgeon from being listed as an endangered species. And University of Wisconsin River Falls students are grappling with how to address a mental health crisis. Corrine Hess will have more on the situation. Stay with us.
You tune in every weekday for your dose of local news on Wisconsin Today. You enjoy headlines with context as well as a longer story. This news is community supported. Join in with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
The state Senate is scheduled to vote today on a bill that Republicans say would create an Iowa-style redistricting process in Wisconsin. Rich Kramer has more.
The bill would direct the state's Legislative Reference Bureau to draw state assembly and Senate maps, which would then have to be approved by lawmakers. But if the process failed a second time, the legislature could take over map drawing on a third vote. That would leave the door open to GOP legislators drawing a new map themselves. Before liberals took control of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Republicans like Assembly Speaker Robin Voss opposed the idea of letting a nonpartisan agency draw legislative maps. When the bill was introduced in September, he said the goal was to avoid costly redistricting lawsuits. A veto from Democratic Governor Tony Evers is all but certain. The move comes as the state Supreme Court's liberal majority is considering new maps to replace the ones drawn by Republicans. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Lawmakers heard testimony yesterday about a proposal that would restrict abortion access in Wisconsin to the first 14 weeks of a pregnancy. If passed by the legislature and signed by the governor, the question would go before voters. It comes as a legal case resolving the current legality of abortion is pending in state court. Supporters of abortion access who testified include nurse practitioner Laura Swoboda. She told lawmakers that the GOP bill would make healthcare harder for women to access.
I don't want to work as a provider in a state that doesn't offer full access to healthcare due to gender. And I don't want my child to grow up in a state where we discriminate against the personal autonomy of someone due to their gender.
Some opponents of abortion access also testified against the bill. They argued that no abortion should be permitted. The bill's Republican authors say it's a compromise that lets voters decide. Governor Tony Evers has said he'll veto it if it passes. Some of Wisconsin's federal lawmakers want to prevent the state's lake sturgeon from being listed as endangered. But as Joe Schultz reports, conservation advocates say it might be needed.
Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher is introducing a bill to exempt Wisconsin sturgeon from any listing under the Endangered Species Act.
It's not just cultural or economic connection that have made our community the sturgeon capital of the world. We also have the world's most meticulous management plan.
A 2023 DNR report said the sturgeon population in the Winnebago system is stable, but conservationists say that isn't the case across the Great Lakes. Will Harlan is with the Center for Biological Diversity. He says a federal designation would not end sturgeon spearing.
It will depend largely on how Fish and Wildlife Service designates the populations, but it is not an end to fishing.
He says the designation would allow the sturgeon population to recover. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The University of Wisconsin-Green Bay will suspend in-person classes at its Marinette County campus when the spring semester ends. The branch campus will move fully online in the fall. Chancellor Mike Allen says the campus will remain part of the UW-Green Bay system. Green Bay will continue to operate branch campuses in Sheboygan and Manitowoc.
For everyone, budgets are tight. And I think it's just making sure that we're doing what's right to make sure we can provide access to as many people as possible throughout our 16-county footprint.
Enrollment at UW-Marinette declined 30% in the last 6 years. It has just 213 students this year. This is the fourth Universities of Wisconsin System branch campus to close or announce the end of in-person classes over the past year. Coming up, students at the University of Wisconsin River Falls are grappling with the deaths of four students who died by suicide. I'll chat with WPR education reporter Corinne Hess about how the school is handling the situation on campus.
If you've never given before, but you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign it's time to donate. It means that WPR is important to you, and you are important to us. We're listener-supported radio, which means we count on money from people like you to make the programs possible. Make your first-ever contribution today at WPR.org. Thank you.
University of Wisconsin River Falls students return to school from winter break. That's while the school grapples with how to address a mental health crisis on campus. Last semester, four students died by suicide in less than 2 months. WPR's education reporter Corinne Hess joins us now to talk about what steps they're taking this semester. Corey, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
This is some heavy stuff, but it's a really important issue. Can you talk just a little bit about how the campus body as a whole at UW River Falls was affected last semester and how the campus handled those deaths?
Yeah, last semester was incredibly difficult for UW River Falls. There were three suicides between October 3rd and November 3rd. So students were given an extended Thanksgiving break to grieve, and during that time, a fourth student committed suicide. Laura King, who is the Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs, said every decision that the faculty was making was to support students and families, but they also wanted to prevent more deaths. So faculty were able to identify 200 students on campus potentially at risk for a mental health crisis, and they were reaching out to those students weekly.
So those are some of the steps that are being taken. Is there anything else that's being done around campus physically, that some support being put in place for the rest of the student body right now?
So faculty spent winter break on campus discussing what steps could be taken. And so when students return to school today, they're seeing more support. This includes what is being called Mental Health Mondays, where they're able to talk about just their feelings, their weekend. They have more access to counselors. There's also more resident advisors based in the student dorms that is just additional support and just more people to talk to if students want to do that.
You spoke with one of the parents. Her name is Tanya Risky. Her daughter died by suicide, one of the four that you wrote about. How did Tanya say she feels about the way that UW River Falls has been handling this situation?
Tanya does not blame the school at all, and she thinks that the appropriate steps have been taken. Here she is describing how she feels about these devastating events.
I know what my own loss feels like, and to think about three other families going through all of that at roughly the same time is really hard to imagine. It felt like River Falls kind of got struck by lightning, because to have this many deaths at the same campus within this tight time period just feels so unbelievable. And like, how could this possibly happen? The only thing that feels even remotely positive about that is that it brought a lot of attention to mental health on college campuses.
You know, mental health is obviously an issue for young people across the state and nation. We actually just got a report about some youth suicide attempts that you had written about in your piece as well. Can you just talk a little bit about across the state and the nation, what is happening with mental health and youth right now?
Suicide continues to be a growing public health concern in Wisconsin, especially among teens and young adults, and especially with girls. Three of the four suicides were women. And LGBTQ. So in the state, the suicide rate increased 32% from 2000 to 2020, and that's according to the State Department of Health Services. And the recent report that you just referred to that the state put out found 1 in 10 teens have attempted suicide. Another report just showed that self-harming, which is, you know, cutting, burning, just all types of self-harm, increases when students go back to school, so both in September and January. So I think teens and young people are just facing a lot of things that they haven't in the past, you know, political environment and just all of these pressures. And so one thing when I talked to UW River Falls, the provost told me that they might just need to look at the pressure that these students have in class and in their lives. And a lot of these kids, well, all of them, they were in late middle school and high school during COVID, and that's where kids learn to deal with these pressures, and some of these kids missed out on that. So they're just looking at how to teach and deal with these students differently.
Yeah, it's a very serious topic, and we should mention, by the way, that if anyone out there is struggling with thoughts of suicide or needs someone to talk to, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline can be reached at 211. Thanks a lot for joining us, Corey, and we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Some tough but important reporting from Corinne Hess. We thank her for that. And thank you for joining us for Wisconsin Today. That'll do it for this Tuesday. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We'll be right back in the podcast feed again tomorrow morning. So until then, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.